With the majority of Australia's Aboriginal population living in cities, suburban doctor clinics are part of the frontline effort to close the gap in health inequalities. There are efforts to improve the way general practices treat Aboriginal patients, but progress is slow. A new study into a program designed to make GP clinics more culturally sensitive has found little improvement after 12 months. Lexi Metherill reports.
Research shows Aboriginal people regularly report racism from health professionals. The interim chief executive of the Lewitcher Institute, Janine Mohammed, is a Narungagana woman.
Often, as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, we walk into a space and we feel like we're invisible.
She says there can be a reluctance to confirm Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander status.
Some health professionals or receptionists don't actually like asking that question. And yet, as health professionals, we ask so many intrusive questions. When you opened your bowels, what religion you are. Why would it be that asking if you're Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander be something that you're apprehensive about?
Professor of General Practice at the University of New South Wales, Tang Liao, helped develop a program to redesign GP clinics.
For quite a number of years now, we've had the Aboriginal Community Control Sector looking after Aboriginal health, and there was no emphasis on general practice being trained to actually contribute to the efforts to close the gap, mainly because, I guess, the identification of Indigenous patients in general practice is not happening.
The program includes the use of cultural mentors, the display of Indigenous art, and closer ties between primary healthcare networks and Aboriginal community-controlled health services. Professor Liao.
There are more Aboriginal people living in metropolitan Australia compared to rural. So our hypothesis is that, you know, if we really want to close the gap, it should be a partnership approach between Aboriginal control and mainstream general practice.
But an evaluation of 28 general practices in Melbourne and Sydney implementing the program is disappointing. They're not undertaking many more Indigenous health checks or demonstrating higher cultural respect levels than those without the program. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Health Medical Advisor for the College of General Practice, Dr. Tim Senior, says it may be that more time is needed for good results to come through. He says the stakes are high.
GPs in primary healthcare are crucial if we are going to close the gap. We know that too many Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander patients do experience racism in the health sector, which in my mind is like giving out cigarettes in the emergency department, because it's that harmful to health.
GP clinic staff get half a day of cultural respect training through the program, but Janine Mohammed says at least 1.5 to 2 days is needed to make a real difference.
People have to have choice about where they access services. And if we don't have an Aboriginal community-controlled health service, it's our human right to actually be able to access GP services that are culturally safe.
And that's the interim chief executive of the Lewitcher Institute, Janine Mohammed, ending Lexi Metherill's report and research on the programs published in today's Medical Journal of Australia.